Hey, fellow mathers, thanks for listening to the podcast. Before we get into this episode, have we got some really important information.
Y'all, registration is now open for our Building Powerful Mathematics online workshops. These are the magic, the why, when, how, the details, the experience, making real mathing happen in you and your classroom.
We've got a workshop targeted for your grade level. Whether you teach kindergarten, high school, or anything in between, you can find the best workshop for you at mathisfigureoutable.com/workshops. mathisfigureoutable.com/workshops.
Registration is only open for a short time, so book your spot before it's too late. Now on to the show.
Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on others' thinking.
Hey, we did a problem last week. This week, it was 144 minus 36. Sometime. What is wrong with me?
Hey, Kim, how's it going?
Hi.
Glad you're there.
I could pay. I really don't have this many focus issues. Oh, goodness.
You're doing great. Hey, we're all human, right? We're all human.
144 okay. Minus 36. That's the problem. Y'all pause and solve it and then come back to hear how we're going to solve it.
Whether you want it or not, that's the problem. Bam.
All right. Okay. You want to go first or you want to? I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
All right. I kind of like 144, but I'm going to go 144 minus 36 is not super nice. So I'm going to shift that problem up a bit and I'm going to shift it by four so I can do what you love and have the friendly number be what I'm subtracting. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go, my new problem that's equivalent is 148 minus 40, and that's just 108.
Nice. Just an equivalent problem. Finding the difference between the numbers shifted up.
Yep.
Very cool. I'm going to think a little multiplicatively.
Okie dokie.
So I'm thinking about 144 as 12 twelves and 36 as 3 twelves.
Yep.
And so 12 twelves minus 3 twelves is 9 twelves. Now, that's a little tricky because at that point, do I know 9 twelves? Well, I'm so glad that you went first because I can look at your 108 and go, yeah, that is 9 twelves. Bam. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll be honest, 9 twelves I have to think about just a little bit. And I usually do something like it's not 84. It's not 96. Oh, it's got to be 108.
Yeah. Yeah.
you know what though? 12s. Yeah.
Some people would say, oh, well, students can't do that. There's a lot of kids who, for whatever reason, love the 12s. I don't know what it is. Cooper, my younger, was obsessed with the 12s. And when he was in third grade, and he was probably not paying attention like his mom, you know, he would like do all kinds of weird things with the 12s for, I don't know, is it because it's the biggest fact? I'm not sure. But he owns 12s like super well to really high numbers. So, you know. Why not?
I mean, there's some super nice things that you can do with them. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right, everyone. We want to see your strategy. What are you doing? Bring some new stuff to us. Is it anything like ours or something super cool and different? Represent your thinking. And when you get there on social media to post your thinking, comment on other people's thinking.
Yeah, tag me and use the hashtag MathStratChat. And check out our next Math Strat Chat problem that we'll post on Wednesday evenings around 7 Central Time. And pop back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. Thank you for being part of the Math is Figureoutable movement, because math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable. Y'all, Kim and I get so many questions. So many of you are encouraged and excited to teach math, real mathing. And we're doing our best to answer your questions in depth, but we can only do so much on the podcast. But there's so much more.
Where can you learn all the things that you need to make math more figureoutable? In our Building Powerful Mathematics online workshops. Find your best fit at mathisfigureoutable.com/workshops.
If you are a pre-K through 12 educator, we have a workshop for you. Here's a bit of a breakdown. If you are pre-K 2, check out Building Edition for Young Learners. Grades 2 and up, Building Powerful Subtraction. Grades 3 and up, Building Powerful Multiplication. Grades 4 and up, Building Powerful Division. Grades 5 and up, Building Powerful Proportional Reasoning. Grades 8 and up, Building Powerful Linear Functions. And our most recent, for everyone, Building Powerful Fractions 1.
You can find the best workshop for you and register at mathisfigureoutable.com/workshops.
Let's change the world together and make math more and more figure outable.